When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as BlackRock smashing $10.5 trillion record in quarter one. Manage assets. Check this out. BlackRock now holds 270,000 Bitcoin worth over $19 billion, and they accomplished that in just 90 days. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin options expiry worth $1.5 billion, set 69,000 max pain price, as well as U.S. government among states with the largest Bitcoin holdings, according to Arcam. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as breaking news. Hong Kong set to green light their spot Bitcoin ETF and Ether ETFs by this Monday. That's right, 3 days out. I'll be breaking down this latest report, as well as $100,000 Bitcoin price incoming if the correlation between crypto and stocks weaken, according to crypto analytics platform Sentiment. I'm also going to be sharing with you this indicator, which suggests Bitcoin reaching $5 million per coin. I'll be breaking down the timeline. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1607. I'm your host, JV. Happy TGIF. That's right. It's April 12, 2024. Lots going on in the market. So let's kick it off with our market watch. Checking out Coin 360. Bitcoin hovering above 69,700, down 0.5% on the day. We also have Ether and all the major alts correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com. We're sitting at a 2.58 trillion market cap with 76 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance has been on the rise at 53.2%, as the Ether dominance has been on the decline, currently at 16.1%. And checking out top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, only a handful even in the green. BTT up 6%, CKB up 2%, and BNB up 2%. Below that, very modest, virtually no gainers, and 95% of the top 100 coins correcting and in the red. My question for y'all, which altcoins are you guys most bullish on? Holla at your boy. Or are you a Bitcoin maxi only bullish on the biddy? Let me know. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective. Holy moly. Safe to say, like, 95% of the market correcting and in the red. And zooming out on a month, a modest maybe 10 to 15% in the green, but the majority of the market still in the red with pretty substantial losses. But let's not forget, the previous months, the alts have been running like a mofo. You guys always asking, when alt season? I think we just witnessed the alt season in the past 6 months, but now things are starting to crack, and I think Bitcoin takes charge here leading into the halving in roughly 1 week. But let me know your thoughts. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated at 79. Extreme greed yesterday is 76, last week is 79, and last month in 81. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, roughly 9 days to go until Bitcoin halving 2024. The current estimated date of the halving is April 22nd, when they estimate will hit the block height of 840,000. We're currently on block 838,875. As pointed out here on the time chain calendar. And I don't know why there's always like a bit of a delay here, but now it updated to 838,883. So we're getting so close to the halving, fam. The Bitcoin market cap sits at $1.37 trillion. And currently, you could trade $1 for 1,440 Satoshis. So get to stacking them sats while you still can. And there you have it. Let me know where you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us by the time of the halving next week. Let's dive into a little Bitcoin technical analysis. Check out the charts where the price action is likely to go next. But first, I gotta share this. $1 invested in Bitcoin or gold in 2009, that $1 Bitcoin is now worth $91 million. that $1 invested in gold 15 years ago since the inception of Bitcoin via the Genesis block is now worth $2. So what does that tell us? It tells us in 15 years, gold did a 2X, right? It went from $1. I mean, you turn $1 into $2. So it doubled in roughly, I should say, 14 and a half years to be more precise. So $1 invested in gold 14 and a half years ago is now worth $2. And that's with gold just recently hitting an all-time high of $2,400. Meanwhile, if you would have invested $1 into Bitcoin from the inception 14 and a half years ago, that $1 would now be worth $91 million. Shout out to Willie Wu, the on-chain analyst for this chart, but it speaks volumes because you know Peter Schiff is like celebrating, doing backflips on social media, like, wow, gold, all-time high, yada. But yeah, let's not get it twisted. And Jelly, the analyst, shares this bullish megaphone as a target of 180,000. Couldn't you see that happening? This megaphone bullish target right here. Can you see Bitcoin hitting 180,000 target as you see in the green line? Let me know. I just wanted to start the day off with that because I find it interesting. But anyways, Pi Cycle Top is a classic Bitcoin bull market observation tool consisting of two moving averages. It has consistently delivered macro top signals for the Bitcoin price action. Now, Jelly notes the price is coiling beneath the indicator's long time frame trend line, the 2x multiple of the 350-day moving average, currently at 76,000 per data from Glassnode. Quoting the analyst here, once Bitcoin breaks the Pi cycle moving average, all bets are off. It is currently consolidating right below it, just like it did in 2020, as outlined here. Now, the Pi cycle top effectively measures the moving average with Bitcoin's shorter term 111-day counterpart. Macro tops come when the ladder crosses the former. Now, Bitcoin has spent multiple weeks consolidating around its previous all-time highs of 69,000, set back in November of 2021, precisely where we're at today, like deja vu, right? Now, while such price action has unnerved some market participants, others, including Jelle, see it as healthy behavior around such a critical psychological line in the sand. In both 2017 and 2020, Bitcoin made similar moves, consolidating at all-time highs for 50 days and 2021 days. It says here, I think it means the year 2021. But anyways, currently we're sitting at 37 days of consolidation around the previous all-time high, according to Dan Crypto Trades. Meanwhile, analyst Jelly maintained a near-term price target for Bitcoin of more than 80,000, quoting him here. This ascending triangle has a target of 82,000. I doubt the bears can defend 71,500 for much longer. Bring on the price discovery. And when he refers to this term, price discovery means new all-time high, a price action we have never seen previously before. Can't short your dork, we can't afford that. Wait for the pump to come, we should have bought that. But yeah, I want to know your thoughts regarding this chart over the past 14 and a half years, Bitcoin versus gold. Holla at your boy. Our next story is the latest with BlackRock crushing it, crushing the game. Headline reads, BlackRock smashes $10.5 trillion record in quarter one managed assets. And as tweeted here, BlackRock now holds 270,000 Bitcoin worth over $19 billion. We are just getting started. Good Lord, they did that in 90 days, fam. That's right. Major Bitcoin investor BlackRock continues to build momentum, posting another successful quarter of income and managed assets. BlackRock issued its financial results for the first quarter of 2024, April 12th, reporting a record $10.5 trillion in assets under management, up $1.4 trillion from the previous year. The company's diluted earnings per share surged from $7.9 million in quarter one 2023 to $9.8 million quarter one 2024. The increase reflects higher non-operating income and a lower effective tax rate in the current quarter, the firm noted. Net income increased from $1.2 billion in quarter one 2023 to roughly $1.5 billion in quarter one 2024. The report also mentioned the company issued $3 billion of debt to fund a portion of the cash consideration for a planned acquisition of Global Infrastructure Partners, an infrastructure investment fund focused on equity and selected debt investments. BlackRock previously announced an agreement to acquire GIP as part of its quarter four 2023 report, targeting the creation of a new infrastructure investment platform. BlackRock's record-breaking AUM came amid the company handling $76 billion of quarterly long-term net inflows, which already accounts for nearly 40% of the full year 2023 levels. Quoting Larry Fink, their CEO, BlackRock's momentum continues to build with accelerating client activity and line of sight insight into the funding of significant wealth, institutional, and Aladdin mandates. The CEO mentioned BlackRock sees significant growth potential in infrastructure, technology, retirement, and whole portfolio solutions. Quoting him again, clients are turning to BlackRock to unlock their full potential of their portfolios, reflected in industry-leading total net inflows of $236 billion over the last 12 months. BlackRock, as we know, the major player now, the crypto industry, hodling 270,000 biddies through their iBit trust. And as of April 10th, iBit accumulated 266,500 Bitcoin worth almost $19 billion since it started trading January 11th, 2024. Larry Fink is known in the community as a major Bitcoin bull, an industry advocate, but it's ironic. A few years back, he once called Bitcoin an index for money laundering. I'll never forget it. And in March 2024, Fink reiterated that he was very bullish on the long-term success of Bitcoin in the context of the rapid growth of iBit. Quoting him again, iBit is the fastest growing ETF in the history of ETFs. Nothing has gained assets as fast as iBit in the history of ETFs. So there you have it, family. Now, what are your thoughts on BlackRock becoming a juggernaut in the Bitcoin space so fast? 90 days, 270,000 Bitcoin. I mean, at this rate, eventually they're going to have millions of Bitcoin if you guys continue to sell your biddies. So hodl be thy name. You know what I mean? Let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? We discussed the latest with the BlackRock. Now let's discuss these Bitcoin options in expiry worth $1.5 billion. Sets 69,000 max pain price. That's right. Over $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin futures options are set to expire April 12th, which is today, signaling potential downside price volatility, which we're seeing. They can see Bitcoin fall to the 69,000 mark. Over $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin options are due with a put to call ratio of 0.62, suggesting max pain point of 69,000 for Bitcoin. That's right. Despite the maximum pain point, Bitcoin won't necessarily fall back to its all-time high, according to Hao Yang, global head of derivatives trading at Bybit. Quoting him here, the max pain point refers to the price at which most option contracts would expire worthless. It is an indicator of where option market participants are positioned, but it doesn't necessarily influence where the underlying asset will be trading at. Periods close to the expiration of options are often characterized by increased price volatility in the crypto markets. Yet Yang added that he doesn't expect more volatility, pointing out the relatively small size of Friday's option expiries. Quoting him here, I don't expect more volatility given options markets is still the only fraction of the total crypto derivative market. The Bitcoin price action was flat in the 24 hours leading up to 10:25 a.m. when Bitcoin was trading at 70,700. So it definitely did have an impact on the price action. And quoting Andrew Stokev, head of prime brokerage at Nexo, Bitcoin may approach the 69,000 mark, but whether it falls to that level depends on the broader context, including market sentiment and Bitcoin's dance with inflation. The recent US CPI data, which came in higher than expected Wednesday, has raised concerns about inflationary pressures potentially impacting the Bitcoin price dynamics. Now let's discuss these ETF inflows slowing down ahead of the Bitcoin halving. That's good news. The inflows from the spot Bitcoin ETFs in the US have slowed down ahead of the Bitcoin halving. The ETFs generated a total of $220 million worth of net inflows during the past week, according to Dune Analytics. Now, weekly ETF inflows have been steadily slowing since their best week, March 11th, then generated $2.5 billion worth of net inflows. The ETFs only managed $337 million worth of net inflows last week, down 45% from the $615 million from the previous week. The Bitcoin ETFs have now amassed a whopping 839,000 Bitcoin worth almost $60 billion in total on-chain holdings, representing over 4.2% of the current Bitcoin supply. So it took the institutions 90 days to conquer over 4% of the Bitcoin supply, 839,000 Bitcoin. Like, whoa. So there you have it. But I guess they say the outflows are slowing down from like GBTC, which is definitely a good indicator. You know what I mean? Supply shock likely to come sometime this year. Let me know if you agree with that sentiment. But anyways, fam, next story of the day. U.S. government is a big hodler of Bitcoin. In fact, amongst one of the largest. That's right. The U.S. government, one of the biggest crypto holders alongside other global states like the U.K. and Germany, according to data from Arkham, the crypto intelligence platform focused on these entities on the blockchain network, having been introduced to a dashboard featuring the governments with the largest crypto holdings. Announcing the news April 12th, Arkham said that the U.S., the U.K. and Germany are some of the largest countries in terms of crypto holdings. With the new Arkham tracking tool, individuals can observe the real-time balance and transaction history for cryptos held by the governments. And according to the data, the U.S. government is the biggest Bitcoin whale, that's right, amongst global states tracked by Arkham, holding as much as 212,000 Bitcoin at this time, worth around $15 billion based on the current prices. But I would reiterate this. I personally feel that BlackRock is one and the same with the U.S. government, and they now have 270,000 Bitcoin, so add 212 to that number, family, if you want to keep it 100. But I digress. In addition to Bitcoin, the U.S. government also holds around 200 million in other cryptos like Ether, as well as major stablecoins like USDC and Tether. Also, some would say the U.S. government owns a piece of all the S&P 500 companies or all the stock, you know, companies. And if that's true as well, then obviously they have a much larger share or exposure to Bitcoin more indirectly. The UK government ranked second, holding 61,000 biddies at this time, worth $4.5 billion. According to Arkham's data, the German government owns roughly 50,000 Bitcoin, equivalent to $3.5 billion at this time. And then we have the government of El Salvador, the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender back in September of 2021, holding significantly less Bitcoin than other countries, tracked by Arkham. According to the data, the Salvadoran government holds 5,700 Bitcoin worth $405 million. Whoa. Now, the release of Arkham's dashboard of the top governments by Bitcoin holdings marks an important milestone in transparency of crypto assets owned by whales, such as country states. And at the same time, it has been a while since the public found out about the massive Bitcoin holdings by the U.S. government. The dashboard also points to the fact that the U.S. continued to accumulate biddies in the past few years. Since early 2023, the U.S. government added at least 5,000 Bitcoin based on Arkham's data and previous reports. A significant part of the U.S. government Bitcoin holdings comes from confiscations related to the dark web market via Silk Road, its hacker Jimmy Zhang, as well as hackers of crypto exchange Bitfinex. So safe to say, the U.S. government acquired the majority of their biddies by hacking the hackers or stealing it from the hackers who stole it from the exchanges. Ironic, right? So now let's discuss big news from Hong Kong, family. Pump the likes and pump the stream. This is a pretty big deal. Headline reads, Hong Kong set to green light spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs by this Monday, according to the latest report. That's right, family. Hong Kong is on the cusp of approving its first spot Bitcoin and Ether ETFs, with potential final approval set for as early as Monday, 3 days out, according to Bloomberg, citing two people familiar with the matter. This move positions Hong Kong as a pivotal player in the Asian crypto market and underscores its ambition to become a leading digital asset hub. That's right. The Securities and Futures Commission, known as the SFC of Hong Kong, is reportedly finalizing the approval process with Harvest Global Investments and a partnership between Bossera Asset Management and Hashkey Capital, poised to receive the first set of approvals. These approvals are contingent upon completing the necessary listing arrangements with the Hong Kong exchanges and clearing, aiming for a product launch by the end of April. Okay, so they're looking to get the approval Monday, but the launch, according to them, wouldn't be until April. Now, what's interesting is I remember in the States, we got the approval and within a few days later, we had the official launch. But anyways, unlike the futures-based crypto ETFs currently available in Hong Kong, these spot crypto ETFs will allow for direct investment in the actual cryptos, Bitcoin and Ether. This method could offer a more tangible asset base for the investors, contrasting the derivatives-based investments. The introduction of similar ETFs in the U.S. on January 11th this year has been linked to increased market activity and significant capital inflows into the sector. That's right. We discussed over 800,000 Bitcoins have flew through the ETFs. And notably, the upcoming Hong Kong ETFs will utilize the in-kind creation model, as reported earlier. This model facilitates the actual exchange of cryptos and the creation and redemption processes. Meaning, from my understanding, that means you could actually invest your Bitcoin into the ETF, whereas in the States, you got to put in the cash equivalent. And they're not, you're not actually giving them Bitcoin, and you're never receiving any Bitcoin. When you cash out, you're getting the cash equivalent as well. So this could reduce the cost and improve the liquidity, a notable advancement over traditional ETF structures and their US peers. Moreover, the rollout of these ETFs is strategically timed as the global community anticipates the upcoming Bitcoin halving, which could occur in 8 days, which historically influences the market dynamics. This strategic launch could attract substantial new investors or investments, not only by Hong Kongers, but also from the wider Chinese and Asian markets. Now, Asia is a massive market, and they have a massive population, and you have a lot of money. A lot of these countries in Asia, Singapore, Malaysia, etc. This development follows a series of regulatory advancements in Hong Kong, including the implementation of a regulatory regime for virtual asset service providers and the approval of virtual asset management funds. The introduction of the spot ETFs is seen as a continuation of these efforts to foster a regulated and stable environment for digital assets, enhancing investor protection and integrating digital assets more closely with traditional financial sectors. And according to a Singapore-based Matrix Port, the investment vehicle could unlock $25 billion in demand from Chinese investors through the Southbound Stock Connect program. $25 billion, baby! Send it. How do you feel this will likely impact the greater crypto market? Please do, fam. Let me know. I think that's pretty lit. Personally, I am very bullish on the money flowing into the ETFs from Asia. So I think this is a pretty big deal. And I think the game theory is playing out in full effect. Without further ado, now let's dive into our featured story of the day. This particular indicator I'm going to share with you predicts when Bitcoin will likely reach the $5 million milestone. So I want to start actually with this tweet from Plan B. He put it out a little bit ago. This was back on March 18th. It got over 500,000 views. He shared the stock to flow model and wrote, stock to flow 2020-2024 halving cycle predicts 50,000. Stock to flow 2024-2028 halving cycle, which is this cycle we're about to enter, post-halving, 500,000. Then stock to flow 2028-2032 halving cycle, $5 million. Yes, stock to flow equals exponential growth, and it will continue, in my opinion. Let me know if you agree or disagree with what Plan B just shared right there. Now, personally, I think 500,000 for this halving cycle is in the money. My personal prediction, the bearish scenario, 222,000, which is virtually half his projection of the stock to flow. And my bull scenario is 750,000. So this is right in the middle. Dead in the middle of little did we know that we riddle some middlemen who didn't do diddly. Shout out to Big Pun, repping Puerto Rico. Bronx, where you at? But anyways, Plan B's bold forecast sparked a mix of reactions. While some are thrilled at the prospect of Bitcoin's meteoric rise, others are skeptical. They point out the model's reliance on limited data and the unpredictability nature in these crypto markets. In fact, here's what Pax B wrote in response to Plan B. I'd be happy if this happens, but 3 to 4 data points can only predict the general direction, not the price. Like 500,000 average 2024-2028, caution is advised to all. And Plan B actually responded, yeah, very true. Only 3 halvings. We had 2012, 2016, and 2020, plus the crucial pre-halving period, and stock to flow is only for general direction, of course, and with a wide error margin. For example, the prediction of 2024 or 2020 to 2024 was 55 G's, but the reality was 33,000. Now, I actually want to chime in here and share some of my personal thoughts. Stock to flow, it actually printed the first bull cycle dot on the official chart. That was on March 1st, so roughly a month ago, a month and a week. So according to the stock to flow model, we are officially in the bull territory. Now, typically each cycle on the stock to flow, it'll print maybe a dozen red dots, right? Anywhere from maybe 8 to 15, depending upon the cycle and many other factors. But nonetheless, we just printed the very first one. So according to the stock to flow, the bull market is just getting started, meaning it's like the bottom of the first inning, if you're a baseball fan. You know what I mean? We're just getting started. So where do you feel we're likely to go if the stock to flow remains intact and we get another, hypothetically speaking, 11 red bull market dots on the stock to flow over the course of the next say 18 months. Let me know your thoughts. I personally feel a $500,000 is a solid target. It's very realistic when you start to understand the current state of the U.S. deficit, which they say is roughly $35 trillion. The fact they're going to have to continue to print money to pay some of this debt. In fact, there's no other choice at this point. And we all know, as that money printer continues to turn on and go, that the U.S. economy is doomed. And we're about to witness hyperinflation, if you don't call what we're already witnessing hyperinflation. Some things they like to tell us, they like to pretend in the U.S. that inflation is under control. Don't worry, folks. We got it under control at 2.5%. It's not going anywhere. We're just going to continue to print. But the reality is, and I was actually watching a viral video of a guy shopping at Costco from 1 year ago and today, many of the things were up 75%. So true inflation, as far as food is concerned, and a lot of these items at the grocery store in Costco, for this example, 75%. So when they say, yeah, we got it under control, the dollar couldn't be stronger, the banks are doing great, and Janet Miss Binance, yeah, the banks are strong, don't worry, your money is safe. You can't believe anything these crooks tell you, right? You can't listen to what they say. You got to watch what they do and take heed by their freaking actions. One thing is for sure, the dollar is going to continue to get devalued by massive money printing. They have no other option. So the purchasing power of the dollar is mathematically guaranteed. It's a mathematical certainty to continue to decrease its purchasing power, right? And if you want to see a chart of that, all you got to do is pull something up where it showed you real estate, the average house 10 years ago, how much it costs in USD and how much it costs in Bitcoin. And then you'll start to notice a pattern, right? That US dollar amount, it gets more and more expensive to buy a house every year. Why? Inflation, right? Devaluing of our currency, the US dollar, the fiat monopoly tulip bulb money I'm talking about. And then vice versa with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase your purchasing power. It's a mathematical certainty, right? And you can look at, I was looking at a chart the other day and it showed you, like, I'm actually going to pull it up. Here's some great examples. This is example number one. So check this out. And what you're looking at, I know it's on my phone, so bear with me, but it showed you in 2016, the average house was $288,000. It cost at that time 664 Bitcoin. Someone run the math. What's 664 Bitcoin at today's value? Let me know. And then in 2020, it cost $328,000 to buy an average house and only 45 Bitcoin, because again, Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase its purchasing power and the dollar is mathematically guaranteed to decrease the purchasing power. Then look at 2024. Now, $434,000. That means houses have doubled in the past 8 years. The housing market has literally virtually doubled in 8 years. Meanwhile, for six Bitcoins, you can buy the average house in America. If that's not the tail of the tape, what is? One more example. The iPhone 4, when it came out, cost 2,857 Bitcoin, right? The iPhone 13 cost 0.02 Bitcoin. Mic drop. I don't know what else to share with you guys. Are you starting to understand the dollar is doomed? Saving in fiat equals poor. Saving in Bitcoin equals rich, wealthy, abundant, prosperity, opulence, all the good-ish. You know what I mean? So choose accordingly. One day, you'll be able to buy your dream house for a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a Bitcoin. And at that same time, it may be 20 million US fiat tulip bulb monopoly dollars, because that's the world we live in. So choose wisely. Stock to flow shows Bitcoin hovering between $100,000 and $1 million post 2024 halving. So you already know. And look at Bitcoin. I mean, I'm now referring to Nipsey as Bitcoin. Nipsey's given us the ultimate signal. You see that stretch? The two paws in the air. The cute little face kind of looked at the camera. That might be the buy signal we've been waiting on, folks. So take action accordingly, not investment advice, but I'm going to reiterate the one thing I know for certain, Bitcoin will continue to increase its purchasing power against the dollar, and the dollar is doomed. You know what I mean? So move accordingly. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.